right, we are back on the another episode. I only listen to 90s music. We are back. Stacey Adams, what's going on?
I only got one thumb. I got one good thumb and one bad one. So
yeah, well, I mean, people, the streets know that your thumb is bad, but I'm saying, but you close
to severed my thumb. I was trying to cut a bagel and things got out of control. It was a battle between me, a serrated knife, and a bagel. The knife won, bagel lost, and my thumb is currently held together by 7 stitches. So
shout out to that Band-Aid though.
Holding on. Holding it together. Band-Aid been putting it down for quite some time. Been through thick and thin, had some changes over the years, but you know, still, you know, it's more flexible now than it used to be. You know, just kind of just rolling
on. And they making them for black skin now.
You know what? I've been pale my whole life, so it just kind of works out for me. Is that Band-Aid is actually darker than I am. Ain't nobody said shit, but it's kind of the life of being pale.
Yeah.
Scott, what's been going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. Just getting back to the music, man. I'm talking like I'm an artist, like I've been playing.
I
got an album coming out.
So, you know, I got to get back to basics. You know, we just got to get back to the music.
Yeah, this is my favorite album that I got coming out. Nah, man, just getting back to the things, man. Just getting back to life.
Back to reality. Back to life. Back to reality, man.
I was listening to Optimistic this morning on my morning walk, man. I felt like I had to read a book. I felt like I had to buckle down on my grades, and I ain't been in 20 years.
Hey, Optimistic make you be on some like, man, I gotta get my life right. Yeah, like if somebody's like doing some tripe, you just put on Optimistic.
I paid all my bills, so I feel good about that.
You need to put on Optimistic in general. Like, if like somebody's acting up, just put us, let's start playing Optimistic. Like, you know what, man? I've been tripping, man. I ain't been doing you right, man. I ain't been in the right place. I'm going to do right.
Man, it really is a positive song. Like, if you listen to Optimistic and you don't finish and feel better or just have some kind of joy or cheer, mm-hmm. it ain't nothing we can do for you. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing we can do for you at all.
All right, let's jump on in. First off, let's go jump into our emails. We got one email coming from Jarvis T. He says, y'all was crazy as hell clowning on these last couple of shows. What do you all think about Nelly being on Dancing with the Stars?
It was either that or Love of Hip Hop.
Damn.
I'd rather see him on that than Love of Hip Hop. I'd rather see him dance. Hit flips.
That 11 hip hop. So
I watched it though. I watched him do his thing. He was salsa dancing. It came on last night.
What was I doing? I don't even remember yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember yesterday. I don't know.
So do you think Nelly would next, his next move was going to be Dancing with the Stars? I mean, Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop.
I mean, I mean, he had the reality show before, right?
With him and his kids.
Yeah, so, yeah. Which was fine. But I think, if you're going to go the reality route, I mean, I think there are some people, it's always debatable, right, about whether Nelly did or did not fall off or whatever his current status is, right? But I feel like it was either going to be something like a Dancing with the Stars or, I don't say more upscale, reality shows, because I think there are levels to them.
He would have been on Big Brother.
You know, like, but then now it's like, okay, like, he's going to Dance with the Stars. Because, like, I mean, the first thing is like, why? Like, do you need to do Dancing with the Stars? Like, why are you on there? Because think of the people who end up on Dancing with the Stars. Like, there was some type of hype mm-hmm. about you at some point. Initially,
or you're an old athlete.
You're an old athlete, right? Initially, it was like the old athletes or somebody who really had been a star, like, you know, like, but I think it was either that or, I'll say, if Nelly show up on Love and Hippity Hop within the next 2 years, I called it. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't want him to go.
Oh, you wouldn't be surprised then, you're saying, basically.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't want him to do that. I don't think it's a good look. And I think that, I mean, for those types of shows, Dance with the Stars, he'll be fine. Like, I mean, white folks love Nelly, so.
Yeah, he just dancing. It ain't like it's following him around all right. day.
He just dancing.
He throwing drinks on these. Right.
And Nelly is charismatic, so he'll be fine. Like, he'll be okay on that show.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, I was surprised. I didn't even think about Love and Hip Hop as a possibility for Nelly.
What's that on J. Cole's? Was it his last album? Maybe it was. And it was somebody he was going off on, but he makes a comment about how they're going to end up on Love and Hip Hop. But that's what happens sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes that's just kind of what happens is that some of these hip hop stars and you wouldn't think that that would be Nelly just because
or Marriage Boot Camp.
That part.
Yeah, that's the other one. Marriage Boot Camp or the rehab.
Oh, and going there with
luckily he's Nelly with drug addiction and nothing.
That part, the Marriage Boot Camp.
Because was he with Miss Jackson or whatever? He's still with her, right?
Yeah, I thought they was engaged, wasn't it? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, he's still with her, I believe.
I haven't seen her.
I mean, everybody.
I don't know.
As far as I know, I think they're still together.
I think they are. I think they're still together.
I do not know.
Ooh, all right.
And I had this up here.
Hold Next on. Up in the emails. Oh, go. You finna find out for us?
It's apple juice. So I was like, wait a minute.
I see it now.
Right, so I'm like, I'm drinking apple juice. Like, what happened? No, I am. You go to them emails, and I am.
No.
Are Nelly and Miss Jackson still together?
All right. Next up, you all talk about. I'm sorry. Go back to the name. This is from Candace. She says you all talk about a lot of great R&B and things like that. But what about an obscure R&B versus? Between two artists that maybe only have 4 or 5 hits, it could be sponsored by Coke 45.
Avant versus Jaheim.
Yeah, you said it, man.
Avant versus Jaheim, man.
I think Avant gonna dust them off, though. I think Avant to dust them off, but I mean, I think that'll be a good, decent battle.
But you know what? That'll just be the first battle because the main event is gonna be Kim versus Angie Stone. Not Kiki White. I can't think of the chick name, man.
What's she saying?
I don't know. Some one of the chicks from the 2000s, man. I don't know. Somebody from the 2000s.
You can do it. Because Angie Stone, I think, legit got like 4.
Black Brother,
No More Rain.
No More Rain. And I remember, like, it was a couple.
I Wish I Didn't Love You.
That's, I love that song. Yeah. That song tickles me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know too many Angie
songs. I mean, maybe she could do a D'Angelo song, too. Maybe she could do a D'Angelo song. That's her dude.
Or she could do the theme from Girlfriends.
Yeah.
I must have been watching.
What do you mean? That's her?
That's her.
Oh, that's her. I didn't know that was her.
Oh, that's her singing on Girlfriends for you?
That's her. The theme song on Girlfriends is Angie Stone.
My God.
Wow.
Listen, I've been binge watching that on Netflix all weekend. And thank you, Netflix, for the skip intro option.
Yes. I've been skipping that, Moesha, six seasons.
And I've got time so good that when it starts off with my girl, boom. And then when it skips, it goes friends. And then it goes to the thing. I've gotten it. I've gotten good with it. I wish you could just do it for everything. I don't ever want to see
it. That's how it is with Moesha.
It's just
and then it's like, Moesha.
And I like it. I love shows that don't even have a damn intro. Like, you don't even need one. Like, what was the fucking show on Netflix? Orange is the New Black. Holy shit. I almost didn't watch the show because of that theme song. It was just like, it's got to stop. This has to. And they finally came out with that book.
I hate them long intros, man. Like, just take it back to Seinfeld. Just have a little bass guitar playing and start the show.
Listen, unless you got a dope-ass theme song.
Like Night Court.
Thank you. I'll listen to that all day.
Night Court was the shit.
You didn't say something. Wait a minute. As far as R&B battles, I want a tweet to go against somebody. I would like to have a tweet battle go against somebody.
Tweet? Yep. A. Marie.
Maybe.
Tweet. What does Tweet go against, though? So this is basically the underground champ, though. This is like basically the people's champ battle then.
Yeah. It's pretty much what it is, because it's going to be people that have, they may have had more than one album, but it's just a couple of hits that they had, and they're not well known, but they kind of was just sleepers that people just never picked up on them, right? So that could be, like I said, that could be like an Angie Stone situation. Like I said, that Avant versus Jaheim, I don't know how many hits Jaheim has. That's that one song people love. He's
got about six, maybe.
But you could probably knock it down like four.
Yeah, so that's just the four strongest.
That's a very good question, person who emailed us, and you, I gotta think.
I'm going intro versus portrait. They both got two tracks. They both in and out. We got this bad boy done in 25 minutes.
Or the carbon copy round, New Edition versus New Kids on the Block.
Oh, I guess it depends on what kind of crowd
the
you got.
Battle of the Mean Streets of Boston.
Yeah, right. No, but you know what? I've thought about what if Versus is smart. You split up New Edition, do BBD or some kind of section of them six and have them battle each other.
Yeah.
Like 3-on-3, like a 3-on-3 basketball game.
Mm-hmm. You have to split them up and play bucket.
But the only problem is that if you do the three on, if BBD's on their own, they only got their songs.
Right.
Like, yeah. They don't have no leads.
With New Edition.
Not even that. They're not even leads on none of those songs. So it's not like, oh, this was my joint.
Yeah. Well, the only lead would be Ricky, for real. Because he's the only one that can sing.
Yo, what he got? Angel, or what, Earth Angel? I guess he got that. And we got like maybe a couple of tracks on the Home Again album that he kind of sang. But that's because Ricky came back and it was like, dude, I've been singing lead for the last 5 years.
Yeah, I'm gonna say when he went to BBD, that's when they gave him that lead, you know, because the other.
Right, but I'm saying when he came back, he had to sing lead. He's like, dude, I've been singing lead for a minute.
Yeah.
What you think? What you think, Stacey?
Ronnie and Mike was like, man, we just rapping dance.
I was trying to think of something. No, I was actually trying to think of songs that did Ricky sing lead on. That's actually what I was thinking about. I was like,
no, Earth Angel.
Right, because I'm like, Ricky
sang. That was on Karate Kid, wasn't it?
Yep, that was on Karate Kid, yeah.
This is a really good question. Like, this is it's a thinker.
I mean, obscure. I mean, who does H-Town go up against?
Yeah, because H-Town really only had about four.
Yeah, it's like five. You want to really stretch it?
That's a really good question.
Dang. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the better battles would be the little five joints, like the ones that are like real quick.
The little quick 5 to 10 round.
The 30 minute joints. The 30 minute battles.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah, like the little pre-fight. Like, you maybe even you had like the little, you know, you undercard. Had your main event.
Like an undercard.
It's the undercard. Yeah. We might be on to something with this. Because that's always the situation, right? Of you want to do a battle, do they got 20? Right? Do they got a solid 20? Or hell, even...
And nobody starts on time, Stacey. Nobody ever starts on time.
30 minutes late.
Right, so why don't you have intro versus portrait to start you off to get them set, and then they ready to go right after you're done.
But what was Portrait's other song? No, I only know one song.
Honey Dip.
Honey, oh, okay, okay, Honey Dip. Because I would say all I know is Here We Go Again.
Yeah, yeah, Honey Dip is other one. Yeah.
Okay. And then you even had me thinking on like with H-Town. Like, and I was about to put up, I can't, no, I think they got too many. I think they got more than, I was thinking about After Seven.
Oh, no, After Seven. I think After Seven, you make, if you're considering Kevon and stuff like that, they might be able to get a 20. They might be able to pull a 20.
20?
I think about 20. I know they definitely got 10.
Yeah.
I know they absolutely got 10. And then it was funny, I was watching their Unsung on YouTube.
They basically would have
forgotten about that they had. Like, songs that I've forgotten about. So, I don't know.
I mean, do you put H-Town against, like, B2K or something?
Nah,
because B2K got too many tracks, right?
Oh, yeah, and you got Omarion, too. Omarion got a lot of hits on his own.
It's just too many. It's too, the demographic is too messed up.
But really, if you want to put H-Town against a younger group, I'll put them up against Pretty Ricky.
Ooh.
You know, the battle of the grind.
Hey, hold on, I got to change the screen. Yo, you're on to something right here.
Yeah, battle up against Pretty Ricky.
Wow, all both groups only have one good singer.
But Pretty Ricky had the rappers though.
They did. They did have the rappers.
H-Town just had the dude talking. And I don't even think he was in the group. He was just there in the studio that day.
He was a part of Luke label. What was it? Skywalker Luke Records.
Luke Records. Yeah. He was just happened to be at the studio and they was recording. He was like, "Man, I'll talk some shit on y'all song."
I ain't doing shit. I'm high.
I ain't doing shit else. I'm here, so I ain't answering phones right now. So I mean,
you brought up one. You said to me, Stacey. You said Tamia versus Shantae Moore.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I think that could work. I think Tamia versus Shantae Moore. Like we might be able to get a solid five from both of them. Right, and it's like you can argue with. No, Tamia had this other song. Yeah, what about the songs people know?
I think Shantae Moore got more songs than Tamia. I don't even think it's no question. I mean, I mean, Old School Loving, It's All Right, Candlelighting You, Shantae's Got a Man, Love's Taking Over. I mean, that's five right there.
Funny thing, she just was singing on a Girlfriend.
When she used to be singing Contagious.
Contagious, Six. That's what I'm saying. I mean, Tamia's got a dope first album.
Amazing first album. Now that first album is solid. Yeah. Nobody talks about that solid ass first album.
She got a solid 10.
I think they can both do 10, maybe. I think they can both do 10.
Maybe they could do like a nice 10. And be good.
Yeah.
I don't think they can do
I think they're looking for like a nice five to three in this question.
Like I said, that's why I think in a tweet, I would love I think tweet has more than five. However, there are gonna be people who don't know that. It's a game of just because I know that she has all this doesn't mean that it's known, right? That she has that fan base that really knows how many songs she has. So I would do like a tweet and
I say A. Marie, but I don't know.
You feel like I'm able to do a tweet A. Marie.
A. Marie.
You know what? That might be ingenious on the low. That tweet A. Marie might be a go-getter. Because both of them have a dope-ass first album.
And they both had anthems.
Yeah. They did. You're right. I would say Amory has two though. I think Why Do I Fall in Love is
Amory got two. Yeah. But they both
But I get what you're saying though. They got two big club hits, I guess, per se.
Yeah, like so Why Don't We and what's the other one? It's One Thing.
One Thing.
One Thing is the other one. Yep. That'd be actually good. Tweet versus A. Marie.
Oh, Talking to Me. That's the third one.
Talking to Me. You got Talking to Me. You got
Touch. Does she have a song called Touch?
Touch.
Yeah. Was that the one with T.I.? I know she had one with T.I.
That was a remix with T.I. on Touch.
Okay, yeah.
she had that first app, man, that first A. Marie album is so hard, man.
I think that
first A. Marie album was, man.
My heart feels a click at door to door.
Yeah. I had to tell the story about how I got into a fight with her husband, man, at one point on the podcast at some point. When we did a party and everything, and I got into a fight with her husband. And I took her to Emo's and to Trader Joe's or whatever. Just me, it was just me and her in my Volvo at the time.
Nothing on a Volvo.
Yeah. I was talking about it because I picked. She's like, "This what you pulled up?" I'm like, "Yeah, this one in the contract. I just pulled up on my own because you said you need to get something to eat."
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure you good.
I was at home taking a nap. So then we got let's go and jump into this the battle of the all battles. The auntie battle, Gladys versus Patti LaBelle.
It was the battle for Big Mama's dressing recipe. And let me tell you something. I enjoyed it from beginning to from the jump of them walking out late and then kind of not knowing that they was live.
they used the old school where it's tape.
Right, they sitting there just talking to each other, and then somebody says something, and Patty's like, "What now?
Yeah, play something.
What live? Huh? Oh, he said we live. Well, girl, put your microphone on. I already knew.
This it was on.
Blessing for us. Like, if you've ever had been blessed to have both of your grannies talking to each other, and I mean the grannies.
Yeah. Your mother's mom and your dad's mom.
Right. The for real grandmas that's in their late 70s, yes, early 80s, and having them sitting there having a conversation with each other and really listening.
Yes.
To them, that's what that was. I've been there. I've lived that. Yeah. Especially when Patty asked Gladys how old she was. And Gladys said, "I'm 77. Yeah, 77. Because she didn't know. Because you get to the point
when you they don't be knowing how old they are.
They know how old you are.
They don't round. They don't know exactly.
It made me laugh because it reminded me of my grandmother. My grandma who raised me asking my other grandma, "How old are you?" And her telling him her 77. And kept on saying it. And my grandma was like, she said, 77? I thought she was older than me. And she's like, no, I'm turning 77 next week. My aunt came out the room and said, "Who's turning 77? Like, "I am." And she said, "Mama, you turning 87 next week." Grandma Sam said, 87? Huh. Well, okay, 87 then, next week, 87.
She knows it was a 7.
These women in your life, you need this kind of conversation. And that's what they get. They sat there talking about recipes, a soccer to me cake. Somebody had made a roast. We trying to wait for the music. Man, where the music at? Y'all sitting there talking about, "Well, you know, I told her how to make a roast. She showed me how to make a pound cake." It's, ma'am, what's happening? It was amazing. Somebody was in the comments on, I think on the Instagram, was talking about keeping score. Who's keeping score?
Nah.
No. We all won. We just blessed to see this. Like, there is no score
keeping. Yeah, I saw Dionne Warwick came. She pulled up.
First off, the Dionne Warwick showing up is funny as fuck. Because there used to be this thing on YouTube, I think it was Got to Be Real, and it had like all the old divas on there. It was Aretha, Dionne, thing. I want to say Gladys was on there, definitely Patty, but all of them. But there was always this beef. So it's like if you kind of watch that, you just kind of feel like, okay, they got beef with each other, and that Dionne used to call Aretha Franklin "Hate Aretha."
Really?
Dionne was always calling somebody a hussy. So because somebody
hold on. Dionne, their beef with that was like a real thing.
So well. I need to go back and watch it because I was watching because I was just excited to watch. But someone I was talking to said that you can kind of catch when Dionne came out that Gladys kind of had a little shade towards Dionne. And I'm like, I need to go back and watch because they said it was just
wow.
That Gladys kind of kept on saying to Dion that made you like make you say like, wait a minute, hold up, is that where the beef is? Like, is there beef there? So like, I mean, we've all seen the gif of Aretha shading Patty as she walked past her, right? So I think there was, but I think Patty and Gladys are really friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's just real friendship. If there was...
Aretha didn't get down with nobody, basically, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I know she ain't like Patty.
Right. So I think that, I don't know.
I mean, we talked about in the previous episode, I guess, when Patty was on the Breakfast Club, remember we were talking about that, we were trying to figure out, was she talking about Aretha? But they asked her, and she said no, right?
We
talked about it when our first episodes. We were like, about how Patty was like, somebody I miss.
First off, I love any 70-something-year-old women having beef with each other.
It's amazing.
That's classic. Like, I'm here for it because the shade is going to be so ridiculous.
And you got to think that's 50 years. It's probably 50 years. That means y'all start beefing in y'all 20s and 30s.
50 years.
And y'all extended.
50 years of beef.
Y'all kids don't like each other.
Kids don't like each other. Nick, it's the Capulets and the Montagues. Do you understand?
Three kids don't like each other.
Nick, that shit is funny as fuck. Like, the idea that they don't like each other, or possibly don't like each other, and y'all that old? Nick, and you know they get invited to the same shit, so now you gotta sit here next to this heifer that you ain't liked since 1963?
Patty gonna be there. I ain't going.
Who are Patty going? I don't know. I see.
And they'll be like, we'll be paying you $100,000. Well, I guess I'll be there.
I don't know. If Patty say something to me, though, I heard this bitch out. So, I had the time of my life watching them. Hilarious. They didn't know the words, shit. They got on their pants, suits. We knew she was gonna kick her heels off. And when she said, I kicked that heel off and I hit my knee, I almost died. Almost died. And then there were little things, because I was typing it in the group. Like, it was one point, like Patty was like, say what now? We live? Or she kept on saying, and I know that's right. If that's not an old black person.
Yeah, that's my mom on the phone all day.
Patty said she left her phone. Or Gladys said that, she's like, I'm sorry, y'all, and I'm sorry, but I didn't know what the heck this TV show was, and my son told me, Mama, you need to be on this show, and you could sit around and talk, and I didn't know what it was. And then Patty said, well, yeah, you know, I got a flip phone, and I don't have all of this stuff on here. And I'm like, you know what?
On brand.
Let me find out that Patty got a jitterbug phone. Let me find out.
Does she have an Instagram account?
If she does, she doesn't know that she does.
If somebody else is running it, like her son.
Somebody else is absolutely running it if she has an Instagram account. Like, it is, let me see, where is it at? It was something that Patty said. Oh, Patty is hip as shit, because she gets, what if something she said about her son?
Gladys Knight has an Instagram.
Yeah, so Patty was like, her son didn't like telling people that they were, that he was her son. Like, he
and Patti LaBelle does too. Just FYI, yeah. Both of them.
Yeah, Patty was like, she's like, well, you know, he don't bang like that, ma'am. He don't bang like that.
Bang.
I love it. Like, you can tell she, like, they hip just enough. Like, like, it's some old people that try to be way too hip. And it's like, no, Patty hip enough. But still not hip enough to not have that flip phone. She ain't trying to keep up with the young folks.
Just need to know just enough.
Just enough to understand what her grandkids are saying, so she know when to pop somebody.
She got a flash water in her car.
Nigga, or hell,
flash water to hit the grandkids.
Like, it was a part, I don't know who was doing something over in this corner. But Gladys looked like, I don't know what they was talking about, but Gladys stopped what she was doing. Look over. She said, what y'all over there doing? Y'all over there doing something. She never broke eye contact. And I said, I don't know who kids over there fucking up. And I mean, it's probably, when I say kids, I mean somebody grown, somebody probably 60 something years old.
Yeah, you ain't no little kids over there.
Right, wasn't no little kids. Somebody was over there grown and shit. I was over there being noisy and touching shit. And she said, what did y'all over there doing? You doing something.
What would you say? I mean, Patty on here talking, and you know we live.
over there talking, over there touching them people's stuff. Get off them people's stuff. Okay, I can't break something. No, you can't afford to fix it.
You break something, you know I can't pay for it.
Right. Patty was calling, calling people heifers. She was talking about Jennifer Hudson and who else did she say? I don't remember what she said, but she was giving props to them though. Talking about them singing. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, she's like, that heifer was sang and sang. I mean, it, like I said, it was really great. And then they sang my song. So Gladys did Midnight Train to Georgia twice, I think.
Yeah, why didn't she do if I Were Your Woman though?
Because she didn't want me to fall out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's all that would have happened. Yeah. Is that I would have just been on the floor. Because I was already on the floor with Midnight Train. And then, so I knew I was waiting on Midnight Train and I was waiting on Patty for Love, Need, and Want. Because that song is my everything. And
Love, Me, Want, that song is so hard.
I sing that song so loud and so off key.
And was y'all dancing when she bust out with that Love Overboard?
Oh, I was getting my boat on.
That reminded me of A Different World.
Yes, 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 yes. Love Overboard. They both lost out to that girl.
Yeah. That Love Overboard. Like, it was awesome. Oh, and what's the other song Patty did? Was she, it was that one then? Oh, Gladys, when she did You Are the Best Thing That Ever Happened.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting emotional thinking about it. Nah, if she couldn't have done If I Was Your Woman, done deal for me. I just would have been
They start combining songs though too at one point.
They did. I think. I mean, it just became a whole like we just gonna play stuff. Like let's just.
Yeah, it's not even. It wasn't a battle. It was literally just we just.
That gonna play was music that was shit. Absolutely music appreciation.
Kind of like the Erykah Badu and Jill Scott.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like very reminiscent of that, and then. Like, just sometimes, like, even some of the stories that they told, because Patty kept on talking about someone who had done songwriting with her, someone named Bud. And she said to Gladys, she's like, you know, I wrote this song was written by me and Bud so-and-so. Gladys, you know Bud died, right? You know he passed on. And Gladys said, what? No, I did not know. And Patty goes, yeah, he died about 6 years ago. Ain't nobody told me nothing.
And that's just like some older black women, though.
That voice get high.
Right. But she said, Patty, you gotta start telling me these things. Ain't nobody told me.
Nobody told me nothing. I done sent them birthday cards.
I done sent them birthday cards.
Right. Hey, who had the body?
I done sent them birthday cards.
Who had the body? Ain't nobody said nothing. I ain't know he was gone.
So is it still married to Myrtle?
Right. I thought, well, how was she doing? What was his son?
She went 2 years before him.
Damn. What? Like, ooh. You know, they sitting there, nobody said nothing.
They like they looking at their mortality too, though. Like, God damn, it's only me and you left.
The only ones left. Like I said, then Dion came out and they did.
She came out with a pack of cigarettes?
You know she wanted to. I think she left in Virginia.
I didn't get to that part. That was the part I left off towards the end. I was like, man, I heard Dion, I was like, did she come with a pack of cigarettes or did they not let her smoke inside?
Man, that voice was low. And then they were standing around telling each saying how old they were. And Gladys was like, I'm 77. First off, Google says she's 76. So again, Gladys don't know how old she is. Patty is both of them are 77, and then Dion was like, I will be 80 years old. And then I think Patty said something like, oh girl, you look good. And Dion was like, well, you know, it's my genes, it's just the good genes. And again, that's old women.
I want Dion to come. They should be like, how'd that second Friends work out for you,
man? That's all I remember as a kid is that's what Friends are for. Whitney Houston, her man Whitney Houston, Auntie Cut, whatever she was.
I think it's her godmother, right?
No, I think that's her cousins.
Yeah,
I think
cousins, okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
Let me Google.
Yeah. That's their cousins because
it was her sister that was touching her, wasn't it?
Right. I was going to say, that was Deion's sister that messed with Whitney.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's on the documentary.
It's on the documentary.
Yeah, check it out.
And Deion is like, nope, that's not
cousins.
Yeah, but
oh, really? Deion came out and said it didn't happen?
Well, Deion denies it, but it's like, no, it was Deion's sister who was the one that was Whitney, with Anthony Whitney and her brother, I think.
Wow. The one that was doing dope with Bobby, the brother that was doing dope with Bobby?
I don't know. I forgot which brother.
I don't remember which brother it was. I don't remember which brother it was.
Because I know one of the brothers was getting high with Bobby all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Even after they were like, even when they were separated, he would go like, "I'm gonna go kick it with Bobby."
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that's the brother that introduced her to drugs.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a brother. Like, it's the argument was always like, "Oh, Bobby is the one who introduced her." No, she was already fucking with shit. Like, it was.
But then they try to put Deion out there like she was doing dope too at one point. Like,
but she's right. The whole family, man, the mama, then the daddy. I didn't know he was that bad. You know, he like cut ties. Well, they didn't cut ties with the dad.
Right. I don't know if Deion was on something or not. She got the nose for it.
Open.
That's what friends are for.
So what other old head battle would y'all want to see? I'm saying the Charlie Wilson Ron Isley battle's gotta happen.
Yeah.
I think that would do major. I think it would do no more numbers than this because they got more updated hits.
I would watch that. Can you do Earth, Wind, and Fire versus Frankie, Beverly, and Maze?
I think Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, I guess you could on paper, but I think Earth, Wind, and Fire's got way more songs than them. But I guess that's just debatable. I guess that's the good part of a battle. I guess that would be a good battle.
Players versus
Isley
brothers.
What's Cool in the gang doing?
What
are they busy?
One of the dudes from Cool just died.
Yeah, yeah. Like last week.
Yeah.
You know, but nothing.
I think he's the guitarist. Hold on, let me see.
Nothing. Yeah, not Cool, but one of the dudes in the game.
Yeah.
I know. But then, could you do Earth, Wind, and Fire in like a Gap Band thing?
But I think it's hard to bring a group in. I'm saying you got to go to a singular person that was big. That's why I'm thinking Ryan Isley versus Charlie Wilson.
Got you. So if we do singular.
Oh, no. He was one of the lead singers. The dude that died, man. Ronald Calais Bell. He's one of the singers.
Okay.
He was the lead singer on Celebration, Cherish, Jungle Boogie, Hollywood Swinging, and Ladies Night.
Shit.
Oh, so it was that one dude then.
Right. Yeah,
so
it's the main dude.
It was cool.
It was actually Cool.
Right, then Cool didn't die.
No. Cool was this dude. Cool was basically Otis. You know, y'all know that, right?
Oh, okay.
but the way you think of who Cool would be.
It's like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
I just always knew that one dude singing looked like Clyde Drexler with a curve.
I am not, because if it's who I think it is.
That he always looked like Clyde Drexler.
With
a little curve.
That's the one that died. That's the one that died too.
Yeah, okay. I never knew it was.
But he's not Cool though. Cool is the oldest / the Harold Melvin the Blue Notes. He just threw his name first.
Get your back up.
Who's the dude in Cool? I'm saying, who's the dude in Cool in the gang that looked like Donnie Simpson?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we're talking about. That's the one that died.
Yeah, he looked like Clyde Drexler.
Ain't nobody told you nothing, Stacey.
Nobody told me nothing. Like I said again, I get that he's like, you know, an Otis or like a Harold Melvin. I get that part. But like, if I think of Cool in the gang, like to me, that's Cool. Everybody else is the gang. And y'all, anybody told me.
Lead singer is always Cool. Because I used to think Teddy Pendergrass was Harold Melvin.
Right. Anybody told me. Nothing. I'm outdone.
Hey, but have y'all heard about, is this true about this little three-way battle they talking about with like I don't know if it was true, but it was like Tank Genuine and Tyrese.
Ain't nobody going to that.
Lord, please don't do this to us.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
And it's too much ego for no reason in that one room.
Yeah.
Because first and foremost, Genuine got more hits.
By far.
One. First and foremost. He played Pony and that's it. So he has more hits. They all...
Okay, let's talk about that. What's each one of their biggest hits?
Pony.
So we got Pony. It's Pony.
Sweet Lady for Tyrese.
Yep.
What about Tank? I don't really know Tank because this one last hit he just had was big.
When we,
that's what I was thinking about.
Tank's first song was what?
Maybe I deserve. Maybe I deserve. I was thinking, please don't go.
Please don't go. That's why I say I don't know which one for Tank.
Tank does got a whole bunch of low hanging spades.
Yeah. And he wrote a lot too.
And Tank's one of the people that say, honestly, he reminds me of like a tweet or like a Tamia. They keep coming out with albums and each album have a banger on it, but it's never just enough to get them over a hump.
Because I love You're My Star. Like, that joint was hard.
Yeah. Tank.
And that was a good album, too. That was a good album.
Tank's album isn't online. The one that has Slowly on it?
Oh, that's the first one. Or is that the second one?
You can't get that anywhere.
Really?
That's not on Spotify. That's not on Apple Music. Because I was trying to download Slowly to put on my evening mix. And it is not available.
Wow. It's interesting what songs are randomly not streamable.
It's, I want to say with Tevin Campbell, one of his albums isn't out there.
It's already, ain't it?
I think I'm Ready isn't available.
I'm Ready is not out there. But the Greatest Hits album is, so you can get the singles from that.
Right,
so.
Pretty much. Like, you still win. Like, as long like you can get the first album, you can get the Greatest Hits. And if you get
the singles, you just can't get, like, if it was a song on there that you really like, you ain't going to really get it, though.
See, that's why I don't do streaming, man.
People in their record labels, there's always something. It's a random song or a random album, like, what? Like, didn't they have more than this? And it's just not available.
Yeah.
It's like, why? How is this?
Like, that, Yours. Shy.
Yours. Where is it? It's nowhere to be found. You, like, where is this album? Where is the album that has that song on it?
Was that a maxi single?
I don't know.
Remember they used to have maxi singles back in the
day? I love the maxi singles.
Like, when you bring it up to people, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, Baby, I'm Yours. No, that's not the song I'm talking about.
Yours. Acapella. No.
I love the maxi single, man, because it's always, look, you get a bonus extra one or two tracks, and then people
get shaded. And get that instrumental.
Sometimes people get shaded and throw you a snippet on there or some random stuff.
Yeah.
Like a minute and 25 of the dope track on there that you're going to have to get now because they ain't going to release it as a single ever.
Hey, a single was always the move going to the mall because it costs less than $5. Singles always came out to be like $3.46. So you give me a CD and give me something to drink.
All right, so last topic. What R&B are we all listening to now, people, right now? Like, what are we listening to right now?
I've been listening to the same five songs since 1995.
Shit.
Yeah, lately I've been listening to a lot of 80s R&B, honestly. Like, I've been getting into that Anita Baker, Sade, Freddie Jackson, Luther bag.
Freddie Jackson.
Ooh, you going
But as far as, like, up to, like, new R&B, I like Daniel Caesar and Her.
Yeah,
I like the new Brandy album, though.
I heard the new Brandy album is dope.
I do like the new Brandy album.
I mean, Daniel Caesar's dope. I mean, I love The Internet as a band.
Yeah, I like Miguel
straight too. honestly, man, it's just here and there, nip and tuck. I can't even think like offhand who I've been listening to R&B wise lately. it's kind of just hit or miss. Like, oh man, I'll be like, oh snap, such and such dropped the album, and I like, you know, I'll download it or whatever. But I don't really have like anybody offhand that I'm like straight listening to.
Yeah, like I, of course, 90s, but like lately, I just been on my 80s stuff.
Yeah,
like the SOS bands and all that. More yeah, bands.
Yeah. Yeah. We are going to get out of here, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Stacey, where can I hit you up at?
Stacey Adams, all one word. Stacey with an E, Adams with a Z. And that's on the Instagram, the book face, and the Twitters.
Cool Ass Scott, where can I hit you up at?
Cool Ass Scott on Instagram, Twitter, Scott Hilliard on Facebook. You can catch me everywhere.
We coming with the hood show, though, y'all. People are emailing and asking us when we going. We going to come with it soon. We just trying to get... get some stuff together and get out. We got one to record a couple of them up front for y'all to kind of get with it. You know, I got, you know, it's gonna get real, real deep, man. We're gonna go between hood normal and hood adjacent, like hood adjacent, which is now in classics. We want to go back because we can't do all just straight new middle of Toledo, Ohio movies. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like,
no.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some classics, too, at the same time, so, you know, to balance it out.
Shout out to Netflix for bringing Menace to Society back.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't streamed it yet on the Netflix.
I can't watch the last 15 minutes of that still, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cave Dine is horrible.
There's some things you can't go back to. So, like, so what is... it was something else that came on there, too, that I didn't...
You said you can do Set It Off. You said you can do Set It Off.
Oh, no, not doing Set It Off.
Ricky's death really pissed me off because they wasn't supposed to split up.
you meant the logistics. You meant the logistics.
Worry about the logistics of it.
Yeah, Ricky's death pissed me off.
I think.
Go ahead, Stacey.
I was trying to think, like, it was something else that they just put on there, and I'm like, nope, I ain't doing that one either.
Sugar Hill.
Next time we talk, I'll write it down.
Sugar Hill or something.
I've never seen Sugar Hill.
Ooh, that's a sleeper good one.
It's not that I don't want to. I just have just never seen it.
To me, it shows that it's a crying shame Teresa Randall didn't become bigger than what she was.
I thought she was after Girl Six, honestly.
Yep.
After Girl Six and her, that, oh, she on her
way. Her and Inbush Wright.
Yeah, and then she did the
they
first.
They both should have been way big. And Nicole Carson, those three women, should have been way bigger.
Definitely Nicole Carson. I don't know why Nicole Carson just never.
Well, she had schizophrenia or something. Went like kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she had like a big time medical breakdown.
Was she on Ally McBeal?
Yeah, she was on Ally McBeal.
Like she, there were definitely some stepping stones that she had taken that were putting her in that place. So it's like there was a lot of supporting roles that she had, but she was getting those good supporting roles. Like she had that. Like, you know, even with that Ally McBeal, it was like, okay. And she was on ER. She had a recurring guest role on ER.
East Bayou. Was she in Life? Or was that not her in Life?
She was the one that ripped off Martin.
Right, in Life. Yeah, she was in Life.
Yep, so she could have.
Love Jones. I
still love her. Like, I loved seeing her on screen. Because it was nice to see a full-figured black woman, attractive.
And she was bad. What are you talking about? Nicole Carson.
It was great to see an attractive, full-figured woman on TV. Because growing up, you couldn't be that. So I had, like the Queen Latifahs or her or somebody else. It's like one other person.
The non-mammy full-figured woman.
90s. Exactly. Like you actually.
Not the Nell Carter.
You got to be attractive, you got to be sexy in those roles, and that's not something that happened. You were the fat friend, but then it got to a point where you maybe had a big girl, or like I said, but even with Living Single, to see Queen Latifah there, and she was a bigger girl, but it was not brought up, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't, no one mentioned that she was bigger. She got to have boyfriends and wear dresses and all this stuff, and it wasn't an ordeal. So I lived for that. So like I said, to see Nicole Carson was like, oh shit, man.
Nicole Carson was bad.
Don't she?
Make sure y'all hit us up, email us straightolc@gmail.com, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right, y'all.